I'm Alex Bennett, and you're listening to Curious Wire.
We're live. You know, as we start this podcast, I have to say there's a clear indicator between companies that have nice swag and companies that don't have nice swag. And for those that can't see you, it's clear that your company is in the category with nice swag.
Oh, man, we appreciate that. I'm going to pass that on to our marketing guys because they do a good job for sure.
You know, I used to have companies send me swag all the time. I'm not plugging for that, but if you wanted to send me swag, I'm not opposed to that. But it was really cool when you would have all this swag like laid out, and it's like, I would never want to wear that. I want nothing to do with that company. And it's like, hey, I mean, I still have swag that people have sent that I use till today. And I think it's an undervalued aspect of a brand and marketing, especially in multifamily. So
yeah.
Kudos for building a successful brand and having good swag. So what is your position today and which company are you with?
I'm with Opinion. My position now is the VP of Business Development, and then I'm also the head of partnerships.
Okay, but you are a co-founder of the company.
Yeah.
And you're based out of?
Utah. We're just in south of Salt Lake City.
Did you grow up in Utah?
Yeah, you did.
Are you a skier?
Yes. I grew up snowboarding since I was 8, and we used to... Skiing's a different thing beast nowadays. Back then, I would go like 60 times a year, every twice a week, you know, and you could just pop up, ski, and pop down. And now we're so close to the canyon. I mean, it's like 15 minutes to get to the ski resort, right? And now it's so popular and everyone's coming in town. You got to pay for parking. There's like never a spot. It just is kind of, so I don't know. I've kind of slowed down as far as skiing every day, but it's a good time.
It's gotten too crowded for you.
Too crowded. Long lift lines. It's just a lot of people up there.
Now, you started snowboarding and you switched to skiing?
I did, yeah. I started snowboarding. I switched to skiing like 4 years ago. Just because it was all brand new. It's just way...
You needed a new challenge.
Super fun again. You know, everything's fun. It's new. It's nice.
So I grew up in Colorado and I grew up skiing Copper Mountain. I've not been skiing in years. It's like once, you know, I'm on the East Coast, you can't have the same. It's better not to do it. But what's fascinated me by skiing and skiing resorts is that, you know, skis and snowboards are expensive. And there's just, I don't know if it's a culture thing, it's just a what, but people don't lock them. Like you just pop them there and you go into the resort to get your hot cocoa or go to the bathroom. And there's just tons of skis and snowboards that are not locked, and it's just normal.
Yep. So one of my friends, this was growing up.
Tell me somebody stole one of yours.
He had a new J.P. Walker Forum snowboard and set it down next to all of ours, and somebody took it. It's the only time I've ever seen that happen. It's just a different vibe on the mountain. You know what I mean? Like, you shouldn't have to worry about that up there. But it happened to him, and it's the only time I've ever seen anything like that happen, but yeah.
I guess it happens in Utah, but doesn't come around.
20 years ago, it was a long time ago, okay. Still.
So, I think that you have an interesting vantage point. You have started and grown a successful prop tech company in the multifamily industry, and you're head of partnerships, business development, you deal and talk to a lot of operators, and I'm assuming here that you have, they're not all the same. And it's really interesting to me from your perspective, what stands out, good operators, not as good as operators, or just what you're impressed with and what you're unimpressed with, their thought process and so forth. So if you would, I'd be curious, like, what's your take? What have been things that tell you some that you've been impressed by or that are unique by some either clients or just people, operators that you've spoken with?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think the first thing that comes to my mind is a desire to be better or a desire to want to deliver in the moments that matter, right, to residents. When they, you know, I can be long-winded, so stop me, right?
I'll interrupt you if I need to.
Yeah, when somebody moves, if you choose a new apartment, you choose a new spot, you're on this high of a new place to live, and on the management side, you're now in this moments that matter, right? You need to deliver on this for these residents that just moved in. They're on this high. Let's take advantage of that. Let's get them moved in. They're stoked about their new apartment. And let's say they move in and the first thing they see is there's like a gallon of old milk in the fridge still. Like, it probably doesn't happen very often, but like, oh my gosh, like one time we missed it. That sucks. You've taken this person from a high and now they're on this low of like, dang it, I chose the wrong place. But that's what I mean. Like, if you want to be there, right? If you're one of those management companies that wants to be everywhere, the hard part about it is you can't be everywhere at once. If you're an on-site staff, you just moved them in, you're off to something else because your day is very busy, right? But if you use, then this is where opinion plops in, right? Q opinion is, we're going to be following up with that person in real time. How's it going? How was the move-in? 1 through 5, they click a 1, you now get an instant feedback to know, I need to go back up there and get that milk jug out of there and bring him a plate of cookies because we did not deliver on one of those moments of match. And that's just a stupid experience, but those things happen all the time. I mean, in a large apartment complex, there's a lot of things that can happen, right? And a lot of residents, one thing that residents are, like you could say 100% of residents are unpredictable, right? They're yes. unpredictable. You can't predict. You can do everything right, and still that guy can have a bad experience. And so would I be there? Oh, yeah, go ahead.
No, you told me to interrupt you if you get along with it. No.
Yeah, please do.
What you just pointed out, and I think that there's too much in our industry of doing things to check a box, right?
Yeah.
We'll say, like, we'll sign up for some sort of training program so we could check our box and say that we want our team to have development and training, but what's the quality of it? Or we'll do certain things to say, you know, we really care about the residents or employees, whatever it is. And what I'm hearing you say is that something you see different in operators is there are those that want to check a box, like to have something in place. And then there are those that actually really care to know about when there's a bad experience so that they can make it better. And then I'll lead into the next thing is it all comes down to systems, right? If you have the right system in place, you're going to find out when something's not working and you could correct it. And in multifamily, there's always going to be something that goes wrong, no matter who you are, where you are, what your occupancy is, what your rent is, no matter what, there's always going to be hiccups. And so having the right system in place to catch those so that you can fix that. I get that right?
Yeah, and I to your point of like boxes, my viewpoint is let's not take away the box, the check boxes. Like, you've got to have all those steps and you've got to nail them, right? But what I'm saying is after those things, that unpredictability of residents and their experiences and their perspectives on life and how things should be, have something in place, a system in place that catches them if things do fall, right? That's what I'm saying.
Okay, so what's another thing that you've seen that is impressed you or that stands out with operators?
Well, I think there are that choice and that, you know, ability to want, you know, or desire to be better for residents is the biggest one, right? I think that I hit on that already. But to do the other side of it would be.
Well, I think you're trying to say, and I'm going to put the words in your mouth, is that there's one thing to care about your residents because you want a better NOI. And there's another thing to want to do the right thing and to really just care about what you're doing. Like, we're so many of us are in this industry because we're providing homes and people always need a place to live, but then there's actually caring and like we care about the homes that we're providing.
Yeah
Is that what you're trying to say?
No, totally. And the hard part about it, and this is what I was, you know, alluding to before as well, is that it's hard to be everywhere at once. It's hard to deliver on the experience, to clean up, to answer the phone, and also be there to check in on that resident after they moved in, or help them in the process, or, you know what I mean, all the above. So It's tough.
Yeah, multifamily is property management is challenging. And you're right. There's always the unexpected, and there's residents. You don't know what to expect, right? You should learn to expect the unexpected. However, there are certain things that you know matter, right? Everybody wants to live in a clean home, or at least the first time they're coming into the home, they want it to be clean. So you don't have to guess if they want that, right? They want you to deliver on what it is that you promised. So there are certain things. And like we're seeing as a common theme here is that it's unpredictable in multifamily and property management, and having a system in place to catch those mistakes, to catch those times so that you could fix it.
Yeah. I think in those experiences where you do fix problems as they occur, that's where loyalty occurs, right? That's where renewals happen. That's where people feel like they're being taken care of by their apartment complex, right? Or by their community.
Yeah, it's interesting. When you get into other industries, sometimes like the best moments are when somebody messed up and then they come back and they make up for it. Like they went, or so let's say the airline messed you up and then they come back and they upgrade you to first class. It was like, that's so cool. It's almost like it's a weird marketing strategy if somebody actually makes mistakes in order to come back to over deliver. But you're right. When mistakes do happen, those are moments to actually really build loyalty and turn lemons into lemonade.
Totally. And honestly, unlike any other, right? If you're delivering and you're 100% all the time, the reality is sometimes, you know, a sale might be going on, a new apartment could be built down the street and it's brand new and you get 3 months free and, you know, whatever. If there was nothing that stuck them or created stickiness between you and them, you know, they could be out of there, right? But if you did have a bad experience and you were there in that moment to capitalize on that, you did have a tool in place to get you that feedback, you know, whatever that is, right? If you were able to make that experience, that moment matter to that resident, they may not want to leave. They may want to stick around because Moshe at the front desk or whoever it is, right, is not at that new property. They're here. And that person they connect with and know well. And yeah.
Let's switch gears a little bit. So yeah. Suppliers, prop tech companies, typically a big part of their growth is attending conferences. Now, I don't know exactly how many, but I would guess that it's really a small percentage of operators that are really attending these conferences. And I'm sure as you go to many conferences, you probably feel like you're seeing the same people over and over. What's something, if you believe that something could be done differently, what's it something that you would suggest as an industry we do differently regarding conferences? And getting to know what suppliers are out there.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. Your point is right on, right? If you're a massive operator, you're part of the MAC top 10 or whatever that is, you're at all the conferences, right? And you can meet those individuals. But if any sort of the long tail of the market, it's tough, right? It's tough for us as operators as a vendor to reach you and help you, right? Our goal is to help everybody to deliver a better resident experience. And if we don't do that, like our product isn't worth it. But the fact that Opinion is helping companies and managers grow is, you know, case in point that this is going to deliver a better experience for your residents. For us, and I don't know how to answer your question right on, because I don't know what can be changed. If you don't want to get out to conferences, I don't know how to make you, but would love...
What if we change the structure of the conference? Right. So a lot of conferences happen on the West Coast, and I'm on the East Coast, and it's a pain to go over there. What if there were, let's say, 4 conferences a year that were just for suppliers and demoing, and instead of having this game where suppliers are on stage to talk because either they paid to be there or they applied and they're not allowed to mention their name or make a sales pitch, what if it was just for that purpose, right? You want, like, if there's any competitors in your category, all of you guys get on the stage at the same time and say your pitch or even debate it, you know, from an entertainment standpoint, I think that would be far more interesting. But it's like people who are interested in certain categories, like let's say the CRMs, like let's them duke it out. Like just to hear from one of them doesn't help me make a better decision. If I'm looking for CRM, I want to hear from all of them in one spot. So I think if there was some of this on the East Coast, but if people came, like, let's think of the big conferences. So AIM is coming up. That's I think a marketing conference, and you have all sorts of people who go there. It's always on the West Coast. It's always in the same place. And I've never actually been there, but it seems the optics from the outside is dominated by suppliers. So imagine if there was a marketing conference on the East Coast that was just for suppliers. And so instead of talking about the different marketing topics, it was like, here's the room and the stage for all the reputation management suppliers. And here's a room for the CRM. And here's a room for this category. And you get to hear from everybody. I think it would be a totally new experience. And I think that it would be really beneficial.
This is your thought process is right on. Actually, in student housing, if you know Wesley Dees and Student Housing Insight, but he has started this, and I think this is what it's like right after LeaseCon, he'll do an extra day of people that want to hang around, and it's just operators that get to talk about pain points, like, here's what I'm struggling with, and just like, no more sales pitch, but more like, this is what I'm struggling with. And helping each other grow, and sometimes he said vendors might be there to listen, but really it's the unconference, right? It's the other way, flipping it upside down, and say, let's have operators talk about what they struggle with, rather than everybody just talking about how cool they are. If that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. And I think that there's a lot of value both for operators to hear each other talk about their pain points, and there's a lot of value for suppliers to hear. To be a fly on the wall and hear what's going on from the operator standpoint. You know, NAA last year was in Atlanta, and I noticed like there were some people who literally just came in for the trade show, and there are all those that, you know, they go there for the education. And, you know, our president, he went for the first time, and he was in these sessions, and he'd come out and he was like frustrated because he loved the topic and he loved what they were saying. But then he's like, it's a sales pitch, but they can't say the name of their product. And listen, as operators, we're buyers. We want to hear from the things that we're interested in, but we don't want to be a bait and switch where we come in thinking we're going to learn about something and then find out it's really a supplier selling something without saying that they're selling something.
Right.
So I think that, I mean, I don't know who's going to do this or what to do, but I think that would be interesting, like a trade show that's really just a trade show, and it's just for, I mean, you could do it by category or whatever it is. And then obviously, you know, do at least two of them, like one on the East Coast, one on the West Coast, to split it up. But when you make these conferences that are always in the same location and they're hard to get to. And then when you think about like OpTech is often in Las Vegas, and then, you know, NAA moves around. But going to the West Coast.
OpTech's on the East Coast this year, right?
It happens to be on the East Coast this year and in my backyard. But I can't even go because it's on a Jewish
Shoot.
I think actually the first time we met was at OpTech when it was. Yeah. Yes, in the van. And you and Justin were talking about your exercise routine.
It's Justin's exercise routine. This guy's falling off the wagon.
But yeah, I think that there's, you know, there's a theme here. I think you have operators that really care and want to get better. I think as an industry, as a collective, we have to care to want to get better. And whether it's with conferences, whether it's with education, whatever it is, maybe the conferences should be using opinions so that they could get the reviews of the attendees to know what's really going on.
Hey, not a bad idea. I think that people do want to be better, right? I think everyone does. I think most everyone does. There are some that are, I would say, is complacent, or maybe it's not even complacent. It's just overwhelmed or overworked, or, you know, you insert the phrase, right? But to be able to always find something that makes you better, right? In a vendor, and that's what you're talking about, right? Like you said, you know, operators, we're buyers. We want to make better experiences for our residents. We want to make better experiences for our on-site teams. We want to make better experience for ourselves in managing these properties that we own, right? And so if we're all on the same page in doing that, yeah, how do we connect? And I think that unconference idea is a great idea to understand, hey, here's my pain points. Everybody has the same pain point. Like, how is everyone solving this? And to, you know, figure that out as a team rather than, you know, stepping on each other's toes.
And let's, before we wrap up, from the view, from your view in beautiful Utah, what are you excited about? What do you foresee, you know, for your company, for suppliers, for the industry at whole? What's top of mind right now for Alex?
Oh man, better. So one of the new tools we just released, right? So better experiences for everybody. That's what opinion's all about, right? But one of the new tools we just released like 6 months ago is an AI tool that will, we have, it does two things. Number one, it can help with the review response. So it reads the review and it will like type up a cool response so that they're all unique, right? To the what the resident said. That's cool. But the other side of it that is really cool is it's called Assist AI, and we spell opinion with two I's, right? And so the Assist AI has two I's in it as well. But it will aggregate and digest all of the feedback you're getting. So you could plug in, you could say, hey, for the last 6 months, or for all of 2023, all of the reviews I got online, all of the private or all the feedback that I received through opinion, everything, every word that somebody said about me, tell me the top five things that are going wrong in my property. And it will go out and it will read thousands.
Is that like monthly or quarterly? So that like it would say, at this property, this is the number of views you got in the last quarter. This is the common positive ones. This is the common.
Exactly. Cool. And that way it's something that you can't do that as a team. It would take you a lot of manpower and a lot of hours to understand that. And so to be able to click a button and it will just spit out like, here are the top five things going wrong, or here are the common concerns in my residence, or the other side of it, here are the top five things going well at my property, right? Like, so you can give kudos to those people who are delivering those experiences. So that is the way that we see this moving, is more of making decisions based off of the masses rather than like a survey that may get 1 to 6% response rate. Like, to make big decisions based off of 5% of your residents in a 500-unit complex is like, you know, we're literally giving grease to the squeaky wheel. But if we want to please everybody, let's hear from more of them. Let's hear from 40%. Let's hear from 60% of our community. And then let's make decisions based off of that. That's how we drive a better resident experience, and that's how we get to that level of helping people you know, solve problems and create, you know, better experiences overall.
Yeah. And correct me if I'm wrong, but your platform is not obviously just all reviews. So there's different trigger points where there could actually be a score and a person might not give a review, right? So a person could say, you know, my experience moving in was a 5-star. It will, they'll have the ability to leave a review, but they might not. So is Assist a opinion?
Assist AI.
Is it also giving you a report based on those scores, which are not even leading up to reviews?
We start with feedback. We want to get like leverage feedback. But before you can get a review or before you can get or words or a response from somebody, you have to get a click, right? So to ask them to do three or four things, like click here, then click here, then I'll take a survey, take 10 questions, and then leave me a review afterward. People just don't do that, right? We're too busy. We're too focused on what we have to do next in our lives, right? We got to go pick up our kids, or we got to do this report for work, or
we're stuck in line waiting for the lift.
we're stuck in line. It's like, I got to get on the ski lift in like 30 minutes, you know? But so to be able to, you totally caught me off my track. Sorry. There, but. No, but
When you say feedback, that's the rating. It's not necessarily the review.
And let's get feedback. Let's get a click, and then let's leverage that into, you know, reviews, into feedback, into understanding more about what that resident wants. And that's where opinion really sits. We're a resident experience tool. We are all things reputation management, but it's kind of like, you know, those Hulu commercials, like Hulu plus plus plus. You remember okay. that?
No,
okay, so but... we're like reputation management plus 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 because it's way more than reputation management. Yes, you want to attract new residents with your online reputation and build that to be a great score. But on top of that, you want to deliver for your current residents. Let's not forget about the people who are already there. And it's way more effective to keep people in the unit than it is to have to find somebody new every year, right? There's no argument there. And so we want to help you deliver on both of those ends, attracting new residents and retaining the current residents that you have now.
Excellent. Well, Alex, thank you for the time and thank you for sharing your insights from your vantage point.
You're the man. Thanks for having me.